Because the Lord has indeed set us free. Not only free from sin, but free in many other ways as well. And one of the things that we are free relative to is what I want to talk about today, and that's the free, that's free to rejoice, to have joy in our lives. It seems like that's something that's so missing in the world today, aside from other things like peace and contentment, but joy. And I have some scriptures. Donna, you can put the first ones up. There's a lot in scripture that speaks about joy and rejoicing. Psalm 118, 24 says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Well, this indeed is a day the Lord has made. Are you rejoicing today? Is there joy in your heart today? I hope so, because we need it. We need it. Philippians 4:4, Paul speaking, says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." He's telling us we need to rejoice. We need to continually rejoice. And there's a big reason for it. Okay. Nehemiah 8:10 says, "Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." It makes a big difference when there's joy in your heart. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Satan would sap you of that strength and rob you of your joy. Now, I know how difficult it is to rejoice every single day and to be joyful every moment, because sometimes circumstances and events and everything weigh us down. And we give in to the pressures. And it robs us of our joy. And maybe some of you are experiencing that today. Burdened with cares. We certainly have things that were mentioned here this morning. People in our congregation that are suffering and have been for a long time. We worry about them. We shouldn't worry, really, but we're concerned. And sometimes we get frustrated, too, because they're still suffering. They're still experiencing hardship, physical ailments, whatever. And I'm sure for them, they're the ones going through it. So it can be hard for them to experience joy as well. But the joy of the Lord is our strength to endure, our strength to overcome, our strength to be victorious over the things that beset us. We need joy in our lives, the joy of the Lord. But oftentimes, like I said, we get robbed of it. We're only human, and we react emotionally to different things. And it has a tendency, quite often, especially with the things going on in the world today. We read about shootings, we read about so many other things going on, whether it's political or whether it's civil, whatever it is. So many bad things happening in the world. People getting killed. People getting hurt. Wars. Hate. It's spewed forth everywhere you turn around. And it's easy to react emotionally to all of that and to get depressed and discouraged. And that robs us of our joy. And perhaps you're like the psalmist. Psalm 51:12 says, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit." Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Apparently the psalmist was going through some things and felt joyless. And asked the Lord to restore to him the joy of his salvation. That doesn't necessarily only refer to salvation as being saved from hell. But salvation relates to so many other things as well. Salvation from the trials and tribulations that we face. Salvation from hardship, from sickness, from anything that troubles us. The joy of the Lord's salvation is what the psalmist was crying out for, asking the Lord, restore it to me, because he recognized his need for joy and the fact that the joy of the Lord was his strength. And he so desperately wanted it back. And perhaps your heart is crying out this morning as well, because maybe you need more joy in your life. Well, how do you get it? How do you get that joy restored to you? What do you do? Can you just, through your willpower, say, I'm going to be joyful today? It's like so many other things that you try by your own strength and determination. It doesn't always work, does it? You can't necessarily make yourself joyful, but you can allow yourself to be joyful. And there is one particular way of doing that. Here we have this other scripture from Psalm 16. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Here the psalmist recognizes this truth, that in the presence of God is the fullness of joy. You want joy in your life? You need to be in the presence of God. What does that mean? It means you need to look towards him. You need to spend time with him, to welcome him into your presence. To spend time praising him and thanking him for all the wonderful things that he does for you. Just to be with him. It's amazing if you can set aside time in your life, in your daily routine, especially early in the day. Just spend time. It doesn't have to be necessarily praying for anyone or anything in particular. It can be just reading the word a little bit and then just quietly meditating and basking in the presence of the Lord and waiting on him to speak to your heart. It's amazing how the cares of the world can just melt away and you can be at peace, just feeling his presence, and your spirit is lifted up and you feel the joy of the Lord in your heart, and that strengthens you for the day and will carry you through the rest of the day. That's how we get the joy of the Lord back in our lives and in our hearts. Just spending time with him. In his presence is the fullness of joy. What more could you ask for? I know it's hard, because by nature, it's not our way to just sit quietly and meditate and ponder things about God and his word. It's something that we have to work at, train ourselves to do. But the benefits are just so wonderful. We can have that peace in our heart throughout the whole day and experience the joy of the Lord. It changed my life, to be honest with you. When I started doing that many years ago, it was while I was working my full-time engineering job. And it was always hard because I hated getting up early in the morning, for one thing. That's just the way it was. I'm a night person. I still am. But I decided I was just going to sit quietly, even just a few minutes, what little time I might have after getting myself ready and prepared to go to work. Just sit quietly for a few minutes. And I got used to doing that. And then after a while, added other things, reading a little bit, a devotional, and so on. And through that kind of self-training, and I'm sure it was inspired by God, it had to be, I found that I enjoyed those times. I really did. And it helped me throughout the whole day. I got through the day and everything, and I was at peace. I could go to work, and just everything was fine. It was so much easier to endure the things, the stresses of the day. I couldn't do that when I came home at night. I was just too, you know, wound up, so to speak, or whatever. But in the morning, it worked out best for me. But it meant so much to me, and I've done it every day since. And it's just, and now it's sometimes, well, by the time I read some scripture and I do the upper room and our daily bread, and then just spend quiet time with the Lord. And sometimes it's 15, 20 minutes, sometimes it's a half an hour. There have been times when I spent the whole hour. I don't even realize that that much time has passed, you know. And I times find myself praying for people or things, or just enjoying the presence of God. And it is true. The scripture is true. In His presence is the fullness of joy. We need that joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. But that's the way you get it. Spend time in His presence. There's nothing like it. At His right hand are pleasures forevermore. There are other blessings besides that, because He looks down and He sees a child of God willing to sacrifice some time just to be with Him. And it gives Him pleasure, and He blesses us in return in other ways. It's just amazing. Just amazing. So, be joyful. Spend time in the Lord's presence. It makes such a difference in your life. And then truly, you can say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. It'll be that much easier to do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your grace and mercy. Thank You for Your word, which speaks truth to us, Lord. You desire us to have life and to have life more abundantly. And part of that abundant life is having joy, being able to rejoice in spite of things going on around us. The world can be in turmoil, but we can rejoice. We will rejoice, Lord, because we have You in our lives. And You are present here with us today. We are in Your presence, Lord. There is joy here. Help us to experience, Lord, that joy that You give us. Help us to open ourselves up to You more and more each day, that You might bless us. We need You so desperately, Lord. We need Your joy in our lives. Your joy indeed is our strength. Thank You, Father, for all You do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.